Proclamation number 4826 of 30th of January, 1950. God's extraordinary gift of grace. You can always be certain that you will receive an extraordinary gift of grace if the evidence of my love for you comes to you from above, and that you can therefore already attain a high degree of maturity of soul on earth if only you use the gift of grace correctly. I establish a relationship with you which is indeed the right one from eternity, yet it is not your love for me which gives rise to it, as it should be, but my greater than great love takes hold of you who do not find your way to me of your own accord. And my word is the proof of this, for I speak to you as a father speaks to his children. I lovingly present your spiritual adversity to you and warn and admonish you. I give you advice as to what you should do and what you should refrain from doing. I so openly inform you of my will that you only need to live accordingly in order to acquire my love. Thus I also come to the unworthy and approach him through my word. I help him to become worthy of my love. I offer you a gift of immeasurable value, for you yourselves do nothing to acquire this gift. Yet without your will to work with my gift of grace you will hardly feel any blessing from it, and thus it is still up to you to experience the effect of my proof of love. Everyone has to become active himself if my word is to bring him the blessing which will help him to ascend. I let much grace flow down to you, yet you may not withdraw from this flow of grace. You must open yourselves so that the grace flows into the center of your heart, then you will feel my love, you will live out my word, the soul will be at an advantage, it will mature in a short time, it will love me again with all its strength and thereby be filled with strength itself. For this is my purpose, that through my evidence of love from above you will recognize that I am your father from eternity who loves his children and also wants to win their love. That he will give you a gift of grace which shall lead you back to him so that you will remain with him for all eternity. Amen.